Maria Bustillo, Maria M-A-R-I-A, Bustillo, B-U-S-T-I-L-L-O. Date of birth is 5/19/1950. This is for date of service, 10/26/2023. Mrs. Bustillo is a 73-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2004. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, anemia, and colon cancer that has been resected. She also has a history of coronary artery disease, status post 3 stents. For her diabetes, she is on glimepiride 1 milligram once daily, metformin 500 milligrams, 2 tablets in the evening, and her latest hemoglobin A1C is 9%. She denies any polyuropathy or polyphagia. She reports occasional blurry vision. Plan number 1 for her type 2 diabetes. Her current hemoglobin A1C is 9%. My recommendation is to get a current baseline hemoglobin A1C because she wasn't sure about her A1C date, which she reported to be around 9%. Therefore, we will adjust her diabetic regimen and increase her glimepiride to 1 milligram twice a day and metformin extended release to, metformin extended release 500 milligrams, 2 tablets twice daily, and recheck a hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to return. Next number, the patient has a history of right foot injury, and at this point it looks like there's a cellulitis happening, and as a result I will prescribe a 10-day course of antibiotics with cefalexin 500 milligrams twice a day for 10 days. Next summer, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next summer, she is also followed by Dr. E. Banks for podiatry. Next summer, for her hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next summer, for her rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, continue current therapy and follow up with primary care provider. Next summer, for her coronary artery disease, recommend follow up with cardiologist. Next summer, follow up with her primary care provider. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.